A new report indicates that cases of sexual assault, use of narcotics and drug-related offenses are on the rise among the juvenile. This is contained in the Youth and Juvenile Crime Report conducted in 2017-2024 by the Uganda Youth Development Link in partnership with the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime. The report indicates that over 5,000 cases are recorded each year. Executive Director of Uganda Youth Development Link, who just considers says poverty and unemployment are major factors that drive youth and juvenile to crime in Uganda.
That among juveniles, sex-related offences, narcotics, and assault, and homicide are increasing. And then we need to do something with the parents. Parents need to educate children about homicide, about, you know, sleeping with these small girls and forcing them to sleep with them. The children must be taught, and the children have a duty, even in schools, even the communities. We need to prevent, because the suggestion here is, can we do prevention before the children enter the judicial process system?
The country representative, United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime, Sharon Nyambe, expresses need to develop a drug policy in Uganda to address this concern.
And that policy should guide how different actors at all levels should really put up interventions to support drug use prevention. Where we've lost the opportunity to prevent, invest in drug treatments. Right now we just have Butavika Mental Hospital, but how do we meaningfully have a public health approach to drug use prevention? And how do we work with law enforcement to ensure that those who are actually contributing to drug trafficking, they account for the contribution they're having to the negative impact that these drugs have on our young people?